Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Mamal. In a moment, Venerable George Chernoff will be here. We're very fortunate to have him as a teacher today. I believe he's going to repeat the same teaching that he gave earlier this morning. And it was a wonderful teaching on meditation. And the definition of meditation and the types of meditation. And then we actually did the practice. We sort of did a stabilizing meditation and or calming meditation. And then we did a counting meditation and then an analytical meditation. So we did that at the beginning and at the end. So if you have... So when he enters... then you'll see many of us prostrating. And if you've never been here before, you're welcome to remain standing if you feel uncomfortable prostrating. And we have been prostrating along with him at the same time also. This is a little different in other teachers. And if you please either turn off your cell phones or... put them on mute or vibrate, and that would be very helpful. And Venerable George does ask for input, you know, questions. He invites questions, invites, so here we are.
So we're going to do some prayers that Venerable will lead, as usual.
Okay. So if you'll please open the white prayer book. If you're sitting at the pew, it's at the end of the pew, near the aisle. And turn to the first bay sheet. And we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, the four immeasurables in English, and then right below that in Tibetan. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedevadam de Thank you. please turn the page to the first pink sheet. At the bottom, there are two mantras. Let's chant Chan Rezig's mantra 8 times, and then Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, now the children are welcome to go to their classes. If your child has never been to the class, would you please accompany your child? Find out where to pick your child up. Fill out a survey form.
That's great. Great group of kids. Was your children here? Too old. Okay. Not old enough to come to this, but too old for the kids. Yeah. Yeah. So welcome. Good morning. My name is George. I have a Tibetan name, Tupten Sultrim. But when people hear that, they say, I'll just call you George. So that's morphed into that. Generally, when we take ordination, like in the Christian tradition also, like when people take monastic vows, they get a new name and helps you identify with separate from your old identity, you might say. But even some of the lamas call me George. They say Dorge sometimes, like they think it's Dorje or something. It's Dorge. I don't know George, but Tupten Sultrim, if you like. So I listened to Geshe-la's last discourse before he left, and I wanted to sort of continue a little bit in that same stream. Geshe-la was talking a little bit, amongst other things, about meditation. And there are different kinds of meditation. Just by the way, are there some people here who've never been to Kadampa Center before? Okay, thank you. And some people who are just relatively new, besides those two? Okay, there's a couple of new people. So just to remind the rest of you, the word that we translate in English as meditation is a Sanskrit word, bhavana. In Tibetan, we say gom. The definition of bhavana or gom is to familiarize the mind with a wholesome object. Sometimes you might say, if you're just constantly thinking negative thoughts and getting angry, you might think, someone would say, what are you doing? I'm meditating on anger. That wouldn't constitute, from a Buddhist perspective, that wouldn't constitute real meditation, because you're not familiarizing yourself with a wholesome object. Do you know what I mean by wholesome object? Wholesome, like we talk about wholesome food, virtuous object or wholesome object would mean something that's beneficial for your mind. The reason that that's a special feature of Buddhism is that by familiarizing with wholesome states, they can become more part and parcel of our personality. They can become our normal waking state default, state, rather than our bemused, irritated, sometimes up, sometimes down state of mind. We can familiarize with a state that's more equanimous and maybe more peaceful and generous and loving and wise. And then as we progress to be able to make deeper spiritual realizations that can eventually bring us to achieve liberation, or as Don Brown is not here this morning, is he? No. Don was talking about deliverance to me in the car the other day. Do you know the word deliverance? When I tried to check in the dictionary and Wikipedia just to see what Christianity talked about, it came up with a famous movie. That was the main thing with John Voight and who was the other one? Burt Reynolds and so on. But deliverance is a word that's related with resurrection and deliverance from sin in Christianity, right? Deliverance from sin. And Protestant traditions believe, apparently, that by faith alone you'll be delivered from sin, you'll be liberated. And Catholicism thinks that you have to just put it, you know, very roughly, that you have to also do good works. So anyway, from a Buddhist perspective, deliverance from negativity, we call sin or negative karma, and the causes of that, the passions, the unsubdued mind, the klesha, delusions and so forth, that doesn't come about as a gift from the Buddha. We can be inspired by the Buddha. It doesn't come about by faith alone. It comes about through meditation. And so that's something very special about Buddhism, that it's kind of meditation holds a very important part in Buddhist practice. So the different kinds of meditation, one that Geshe-la mentioned last time, but it may not be something that connected with your mind stream, or maybe if you've heard before, it did. He was talking about what's called Shargom. If anyone know a little bit Tibetan, do you know what Shargom is? So Shargom is what we often call glance meditation. And those of you who are familiar with the different rituals that go on, the pujas, when we do the Lama Chopa, the Guru Puja, at the end of the puja, there's a point when we meditate, we say a verse for the various stages of the path, you know, one about recognizing, you know, we, you know, the...